Certain moral qualities must be gained before there can be spiritual illumination. And genuine wisdom and such qualities or virtues have to be evolved by the laws under which all growth occurs. It is just as impossible to acquire a moral quality by reading about its desirability as to evolve muscular strength by watching the performance of a group of athletes. To gain muscular strength, one must take part in the physical activities that produce it. He must live the athletic life. To win spiritual strength and supremacy, he must live the spiritual life. There is no other way. He must first learn what mental and moral qualities are essential and how to gain them, and then set earnestly about the work of acquiring them. The first thing necessary is to get a clear understanding of the fact that the physical body is not the self, but only a vehicle or instrument through which the self is being manifested in the visible world. The body is as much your instrument as the hand is, or as your pen is. It is a thing which you, the self, use, and a clear conception of this fact, a feeling that this is the fact, is the first step towards that absolute control of the physical body that lays the foundation for success in conscious evolution. When we feel that in managing the physical body, we are controlling something that is not ourself, we are fairly started on the right road. Now, there are three things that a person must possess to be successful in self-development. If he has not these three qualifications, he will make but little progress. But fortunately, any lacking quality can be evolved. And if one does not possess these three necessities, his first work is to create them. These three things are an ardent desire. An iron will alert an intelligence. Why are these three qualifications essential to success, and what purpose do they serve? Desire is nature's motor power, the propulsive force that pushes everything forward in its evolution. It is desire that stimulates to action. Desire drives the animal into the activities that evolve its physical body and sharpen its intelligence. If it had no desire, it would lie inert and perish. But the desire for food, for drink, for association with its kind, impel it to action. And the result is the evolution of strength, skill, and intelligence in proportion to the intensity of its desires. To gratify these desires, it will accept battle, no matter how great may be the odds against it, and it will unhesitatingly risk life itself in the combat. Desire.